Jones.
Would you? Are you reading that Fleet Street rubbish, Diana?
But Charles, look at this. There's an account of how Alfergie discreetly slipped out of London and met Andrew for a weekend of rollicking bottom knocking. Why can't we do romantic things like that, Charles? What's happened to us?
Don't be ridiculous, Diana. A relationship achieves a certain plateau eventually. You can't keep up the pace of hot romance.
Charles, let's do something romantic. For once in our lives, we merely exist. I'll tell you what, let's call down to the help and have them put a hot tub on our upper balcony. Think of it, Charles, a hot tub. We can sit in the steamy water, maybe even drink a bottle of bubbly, and look out at the lights of London below. Think about it, Charles. It might recapture some spark. We might see some life in that handy-dandy picnic attachment of yours, Charles.
And Diana, please don't be crude. All right, then, if you think it'll help, a hot tub it is. Housekeeping?
Yes.
This is Charles. If you would, upper balcony, hot tub, please. All right, then, we'll be up there forthwith.
Oh! Oh, this is lovely. Charles is certainly going to enjoy it. Oh, the swirling water. I have the jets on high. I better lower it a little bit. Oh, it feels very good on the old bum. Strong and stout would the dingleberry have to be to survive this onslaught of pressurized water? Yeah. Very nice. Very lovely. Very, very lovely.
Oh, Diana, here I come. Ready or not?
Charles. Whatever are you doing, Charles? In a bathing suit? Rubber slippers, zinc oxide on your nose,
and a bloody bathing cap!
Well, Diana, oh my God, are you naked? Is that Jay Bannon there, Diana?
Of course, girls, I'm naked! You don't think I'm going to wear a bathing suit to get in the hot tub with my husband?
But, Diana, you don't know who's been in that water. The servants could have been using it, for Christ.
I mean, you might get a yeast infection.
Well, I'd enjoy it, Charles. Bully for me. At least I'd have something eating away at me.
Well, I for one, can't get in that tub naked. The chlorinated water affects my mucous membranes. That's all I need is an infected bum when I'm playing polo. But I'm wearing these rubber slippers because I don't want to get athlete's foot. And Lord knows my hair's in a sorry enough state without losing any more of it due to impurities in the water. That's why, hence, the rubber shower cap. The zinc oxide, in case we should fall asleep and the sun should rise, last thing I need is more skin damage.
Charles, I think it's bloody well hopeless, Charles. Bloody well hopeless. Look at you. I'm in a hot tub with a buffoon.
I'm not a buffoon, Diana. I'm merely safety conscious.
All right, Charles. All right, Charles. I'll accept you the way you are, but do me a favor. At least remove the bloody life jacket!
More great bits, more great...